It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast on personal empowerment, personal success, enjoying life, and of course, the law of attraction. You know, it's that season again when people are beginning to think about who they're going to vote for, what kind of policies they want to see enacted. And whether you live in the United States or Europe or India, it really doesn't make any difference. You have the same kind of issues there that we have here. And these issues oftentimes deal with personal empowerment, but we don't look at it that way. I saw a picture today, and, you know, the picture suggested that California was building more prisons than universities, that it only built one new university in the last so many years, but it built like 20 new prisons. And somehow this was wrong. You know, it's supply and demand. It's supply and demand. There are a number of people, an awful lot of people in our world today that, for some reason, do not want to take the path of personal empowerment, learn to empower their lives from the inside out. They're looking for someone else to do it. And when someone else doesn't do it, oftentimes they revert to crime. I remember when Barack Obama became the president of the United States, there were people actually going into car dealerships, suggesting and telling the car dealership that they had to give them a new car because Obama was now president. In other words, they didn't really vote for Obama to empower their life. They voted for him to empower some other vehicle, whether it be government or social change, so that they would receive something. The bottom line is this. At the end of the day, it's always going to come down to you taking care of yourself. And nobody can take better care of you than you. The government can't do it, and the government won't do it. And anytime the government gives you anything, it likely comes with a whole bunch of strings and rules and regulations and hoops that you have to jump through. So if government is not going to take care of you, then who is? You are. You are going to, see, you're one of those unique people that says, look, I can take care of myself. I can direct my own life in the direction of my dreams, and I will accomplish them. I'm not looking for something free or a handout from anybody. I just want an opportunity. And you're the kind of person that will go out of your way to create an opportunity. I know that about you. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you do believe in personal empowerment. You do believe in personal success. You do believe in setting goals. and being persistent and visualizing a compelling and unstoppable future for yourself. I know that about you. That's why you're here. Well, today I'm going to share something with you that you have not heard from anybody when it comes to creative visualization. It's a technique, and it's not for everybody, but if you want to use this technique, it is a mind blower. It works. I mean, when I share how this technique works, you're going to just, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to change your life forever if you use it. Now, you will not find this technique anywhere else because it has its roots in the ancient mysteries and the Western mystery tradition of the Golden Dawn. This is a mind-blower technique. Gotta use it. Creative visualization is by far one of the most powerful tools that you can employ to advance your life, to advance your life in the direction of your dreams and your desires and your goals. And great minds, successful people throughout history have applied creative visualization in one way or the other through different methods. And I think it would be fun sometime to go through some of these methods that some of the ancients used. But they created empires. Alexander the Great saw his empire before he ever conquered it. And what did he depend on? What was the cornerstone of his belief system? The Emerald Tablet of Hermes. The cornerstone of the Law of Attraction. I'm telling you that you can create your own empire. You have to invest in the time, because there is some time involved, some skin in the game, to practice creative visualization. Now, I'm going to give you a creative visualization technique and a quote-unquote wish board technique that's a mind blower. But first, you've got to listen to this. This is important. We'll be right back.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
I urge you, if you don't do anything this week in the direction of your goals and dreams, I urge you right now while you're thinking about it to put the podcast on pause and download your copy of the creative visualization audio that we have on our website. It is a tool that you will use over and over and over again for the rest of your life. You won't just use it once and throw it away and say, oh, that was cool. This is a tool you will use every day. You know, you wouldn't be without kitchen knives and forks and spoons in your kitchen because you use them every day. You wouldn't be without your bicycle or your car or transportation because you use it every day. You wouldn't be without your bed because you use it every night. This is one of those things. This is as almost as important, maybe more important than your toothbrush. Get your copy of Creative Visualization. Come on. I'm serious. Put it to work for you. You know, let's make it happen. Let's get your life rocking and rolling. Seriously. Okay, let's go through this technique. You're going to love this. And part of you is going to laugh when you hear it. You're going to say, that's not going to work. Just try it. Try it on something small. Prove to yourself that it works. And then go from there. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is you want to collect as many pictures as you can of whatever it is you want to manifest in your life, whatever your intention is. It could be a new car. Say you want a new BMW. Currently, you're driving an old Ford Bronco or something, 1980 Ford Bronco, kind of beat up. But you want that new shiny BMW or whatever it is that you want. The pay raise, you want to save your relationship. It will work with anything. So collect as many pictures as you can. Print them up. And then I want you to create an atmosphere. What do I mean by create an atmosphere? I mean take the time to vacuum the room, to wash the windows, and to light some candles around the room. I like having two or three white candles going. But purple is fine too, even blue. Perhaps have some incense going, and so that you've created this atmosphere where this work is going to take place. And then you begin looking at the pictures, and you visualize yourself driving that new car, or performing that new job, or riding in that gondola, or whatever it is. Visualize it over and over as you look through the pictures. And don't be afraid to rotate the pictures. You know, go from one picture to the next and back to the first one. Whatever one excites your imagination. And in between pictures, you can close your eyes. Visualize. Finally, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you on your right hand or your writing hand. So if you're left-handed, your left hand. I want you to have a big black marker and a big white tablet of paper sitting next to you. Should be there the whole time. Don't go get up and get it. Make sure you have it there from the beginning. I should have told you that. Okay, so you've got this beautiful piece of white paper sitting next to you or white cardboard, and you've got the black marker, and you've been looking at these pictures, and the incense has been going, and the candles are burning, and you're looking, and you're closing your eyes and visualizing, then open up, look at the next picture, close your eyes and visualize, and finally you set the pictures aside, and you just visualize. See yourself driving that new BMW. See that bright, shiny red. Feel the air going through the car, the sound system, whatever it is that you, the feel of the road. Make it as experiential as you can. Hear the sound of the gondola singer. If you're taking your dream vacation, you're in Venice, or if you are buying a new home, see yourself walking into the new home and looking out the back window and all of that. Go through that experience. And as you're doing that, let your other hand that is on, has the marker, just start writing freely. But it's not writing anything. Your eyes are closed. It's just scribbling on that paper as you're visualizing. And make the visualization stronger and stronger and stronger and brighter and bigger. And keep scribbling with the other hand while you're doing this. And when you feel you've reached the end, lift up your hand that is doing the writing, open your eyes. And you will notice on this big white sheet of paper that you have a bunch of scribble. Is it scribble? Uh-uh. No, it's not scribble. What it is it's a beacon to your subconscious mind so that every time you see this scribble, it awakens those feelings, those memories, and you subconsciously, because you don't attract through your conscious mind, you really attract through your subconscious. Your subconscious mind begins to emanate that energy, and the universe begins to match it. And all of a sudden, the opportunity to buy that new car, to take that dream vacation, to buy that new home, come into your life. Now, when you get done with this practice, take the paper, cut it to size, don't cut over any of the scribbles, and put it in a nice gold frame. You can get a cheap frame at Goodwill and spray paint it, but make certain it's in a gold frame, because you are telling your conscious mind that what's in this frame is beautiful and valuable. So now you put it in your bedroom or your living room or your kitchen or your office or wherever you're at a lot of the time. And you walk in and out, you see that picture. And every time you see it, it awakens those emotions and those feelings on a subconscious level, and you begin attracting again. Now, some people will take the picture and give it what I call the place of prominence. They won't put it in a gold frame, but they will put it on magnets or tape it to their refrigerator door, because we see the refrigerator all the time. Every time we're in the kitchen, every time we go in the refrigerator to get something to eat, there's that. And we're awakening, 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 awakening. Now, this really, really works. It's based on the chaos principle of Austin Osman Spare, who was an occultist, metaphysician, and developed this whole technique. We combined it with creative visualization, and I've had a number of people who have used it or variations of it, and it's powerful. I mean, it really works. Okay, so what do you need? You need pictures of what you want to attract. You need to know what you want to attract first. Pictures of what you want to attract. You need a big white piece of paper. Preferably leave it right on, or cardboard. Leave it right on the tablet so that you have a backing to it. You need to set up a nice room where you can do this visualization, and then close your eyes as you're visualizing it manifesting, and scribble with the other hand while you're visualizing. That scribble is language to your subconscious mind. It works. Try it. Send me a letter. Let me know how great it works. And if you send me the letter and it works great for you, we'll send you some CDs. How's that? Thank you so much for listening. Pay it forward today. Have a great day. And remember to visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day now. Again, because you deserve it.